The only sport that Alabamians enjoy more than Alabama politics is probably college football. We especially love the Alabama-Auburn football game. It's one of the most fierce of college football rivalries in the nation. It's the game of the year. It's a state civil war that divides friends and even families. It's bragging rights for the entire year. The loser has to live with his boasting next-door neighbor for 364 days. Somebody's got to choose a side, no matter if you despise college football and could care less who wins. Newcomers to our state are bewildered on this fall day each year. They can't comprehend the madness that surrounds this epic war. Young boys all over Alabama grew up playing football in their front yards and dream of playing this big game. You know, it's often said that when these two rivals meet, you can throw out the record books. However, that's not true. In fact, in 90% of the meetings, the favorites won. Although a lot of SEC championships and bowl games have been decided in this game, it's made many Alabamians' Thanksgiving holiday either joyous or sad. I like the rivalry better when it's played at Legion Field, but I'm an old-timer at heart and age. Folks, the game was not played for 40 years, between 1908 and 1948. Myth has it that the game was halted because of the intense rivalry. However, this is not the case. The history of that is that after the 1907 game, the schools couldn't agree on the terms of the contract. The dispute involved meal money, lodging, officials, and how many players each side could bring. At that time, football was not the passion it is today, so the schools let the matter rest and the fans didn't seem to care. However, that began to change as college football grew to a major sport in the 1940s. When the series resumed, a popular myth is that the Alabama legislature called a special meeting and forced the teams to play. Folks, that never happened. The House of Representatives did pass a resolution in 1947 encouraging but not forcing the schools to meet in football. At that time, officials of Alabama and Auburn agreed. The presidents of Auburn and Alabama simply talked with each other and decided it'd be in the best interest of the schools and the state to start playing again. The contract was drawn up, papers were signed, and the rivals literally buried the hatchet. On the morning of December 4th, 1948, the president of each school's student body dug a hole at Birmingham's Woodrow Wilson Park, tossed a hatchet in it, and buried it. Folks, the series began again in 1948 with a 55-0 Alabama victory, and the teams have squared off every season since. Thank y'all for listening.